Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Mr. Leonard Chu, also known as Popeye, P-O-P-E-Y-E, presents his perspective on the world in his book, The Truth, The Vision, The Reality. This poetry collection invites readers to view the world through Leonard's eyes and explores themes such as poverty, black lives, faith, and more. Leonard's book seeks to inspire and encourage readers through his impactful poetry. His writings provide insight into overcoming seemingly hopeless situations and offer thoughtful alternatives to harmful behaviors. Leonard, now a resident of Annapolis, Maryland, grew up as the son of a sharecropper and well digger. His interest in poetry began when he found himself without any immediate means of support due to the unexpected shutdown of a government-sponsored program. He found his expressive writing to be the creative and sustaining outlet he needed to remain positive and to pull together the remaining pieces of his life. Mr. Leonard Chu, also known as Popeye, author of The Truth, The Vision, The Reality, is our guest on This Week in America. Leonard, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Well, it's great to be here. Great to be here.
I am looking forward to this. This book is helping so many people, receiving excellent reviews, not only in the United States, but overseas as well. This book is considered qualified for global distribution as a worldwide book. Explain how that happens and how you're able to help people regardless of where they live.
Well, this book concerns all. It's a thing that happened with me, you know what I mean? It's getting everybody together, you know, everybody equal as one, you know what I mean?
Yes.
When we get with that, when everybody equal as one, now it's going to be like it's supposed to be. It's a little tense right now, but I'm gonna loosen up real soon, you know, about to kick over.
Well, yes, you know? I love your passion for what you're doing and being able to express yourself through poetry. And we'll talk about that whole process as we go through the conversation today. The book is The Truth, The Vision, The Reality. Mr. Leonard Chu, C-H-E-W, is our guest. If you're Googling, the book available at Amazon, all the usual places, readersmagnet.com in their bookstore. The reviews are excellent. The book is helping people. Leonard has been able to take his experiences and translate those through his poetry to help other people worldwide. Leonard, the book is considered both a book of answers and a book of truth. Talk about that, if you would, please.
Okay, the book of answers is, you know, what the answer is, not what man said to be. You know, it's this truth for me, the truth for you, and the truth for everybody. It's no position wise, you know what I mean? It's not how much money you got, or what color that you are, or whatever it might be. You know, it's a thing that's for everybody all at one time. You know, when I heal, they're going to heal. I'm in the process right now. Healing for me and healing for them. When I heal, this can be the one that they're looking forward to meeting, you know.
Yes, and Leonard, speaking from experience, and he does it through poetry, which is a very creative way to spread that message, and it's so impactful to read his words in his book, The Truth, The Vision, The Reality. This starts off by talking about the truth. That's an interesting word, brings up a lot of interesting interpretations and concepts. Why is one's lies their truth and my truth lies?
That's when I lost my job, you know what I mean? They lied on me, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And the system keep on lying to me. I would try and get a matter to go to court. You know, I couldn't take care of the business in the street. You know, that would have been wrong, you know. And the truth is, you know what I mean, it's just like picking no one out of category, this and that and the other, how much money you got, you know. It's all about what the truth is. If day is a day, what the date is, that's a day to day, what the date is, not in another day, you know what I mean? It's not because my name is not known and his name is known. That don't make them no different. This is going to be the biggest name brand ever hit the air since God introduced air to air.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And I'm looking forward to, you know, like as I hear, like I took everybody's sickness. And that what made me so sick, you know what I mean? And now I'm healing through for everybody, you know what I mean? And better days are on their way. They say it can't be no better day. I don't dispute the word or nothing, but I can see a thing, you know what I mean? I can see wrong turn back to right like it's supposed to, you know, not power what make things right, you know what I mean? What right that is right that make it right, you know?
The message is dealing with the reality and giving people hope, as Leonard was able to find. The book is The Truth, The Vision, The Reality. Book available. A direct link, by the way, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And you have to remember a whole lot other than that. Go to our website and you can click on and get information on the book. What was it that provoked you to write the book? I know writing poetry came after you went through the unemployment, the sudden situation, the termination when the project you were involved in ran out of money. Turning that into a book, how did this book start for you? What was the inspiration that led you to write the book, The Truth, The Vision, The Reality?
Okay, like I say, I lost the job. They lied me off the job, you know, like I couldn't deal with the matter going at it wrong, like taking in my own hand, you know, and coming out doing wrong, and you know, and wrong wouldn't have been right no kind of way you look at it, period, for me, you, or nobody else. So I wasn't going the right way, you know, by law itself, you know what I mean?
Yes.
It's not for me to handle, it was for them to handle, you know. And seemed like I was talking to deaf ears, you know. Nobody known the unknown that about to be known by God for the whole time, gonna be introduced to people for the rest of life and time. You know, and you're gonna find, don't care how many you got on your team, you know what I mean? If you gotta exercise your name, without that check being inside your name, you are what you call incorrect, and you are wrong. Like I said, right is right, and wrong never wasn't right. And guess what? All day yesterday, going to face it today. It's just like that seed sprung that ground come springtime, you know. And get ready to hit them with the spring lines now. When winter go, in the seed change, it'll be that change. The word you hear is the vision you're going to see, you know.
You know, it's so insightful, and you've got a book full of Leonard's insights in The Truth, The Vision, The Reality. Poetry with very important messages. You'll read, you'll think, hopefully apply the messages in Leonard's book to your life, to turn your life around, to show that there is hope in all the situations. Leonard, you explained what led to the book, the problems that you were having that inflicted upon you during your life. Why do you think you were singled out for this tragedy?
You know, like I say, when you were born in this world, you know, you always picked to be that one to be that one, you know. And I know within myself, I was picked to be that one. You know, I thought everybody was like twin to me, you know, seeing that other eyes like I've seen, you know, that respecting people, you know what I mean? Everybody you see is no stranger. It's just another person that you meet in the world, you know. I didn't know too much about it wrong. I grew into that kind of situation because I was so focused on being a right. And I came up with that household, you know, grew up in church, and my mother and grandmother and them, they made sure that we go to church, for real, you know what I mean? And every time I went, you know, it was like pain was bringing on glory, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And glory is bringing on the story. I'm talking about this story now. I'm about to introduce it later. Like I said, springtime is on the way. It's just like a harvest for the world time is here today, but we got to go step by step and procedure by procedure like it is, you know, like saying your alphabet, like saying your ABCs, you know what I mean? Everything come in order when it's time for things to be in order.
And if you need help trying to sort everything out, figure out for you what that order is, and to give you that inspiration when maybe you're down and you're figuring there is no way out of this situation, Leonard's book is for you, The Truth, The Vision, The Reality by Mr. Leonard Chu, a.k.a. Popeye. Book available wherever books are sold, readersmagnet.com in the bookstore, amazon.com. Links for those on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. One topic you talk about in the book is what is law? And you say, what is law if it doesn't enforce the law? Talk about that, if you would, please.
Okay, what is the law that doesn't enforce the law? When it came to me, they didn't enforce the law. You know, they say you're innocent, they're proven guilty. They didn't say you're guilty and you got to prove yourself innocent, you know. And by them not giving me my time for court, in court, was I'm going to get it anyway. From day one, I had got it. Now I'm best to really get it. You know what I mean? And like I said, they didn't give me my proper situation when it came to law. See, by the law, that means you are breaking the law. And one that break the law and not enforcing the law, hey, whatever goes around, we reap what we sow, and you in that category, and that's who y'all are. I ain't speaking to no one, but speaking to everyone, because this concerns everyone, and we know who we are, just like we know our name itself, you know what I mean?
Well, we're taught, law is interesting, we're taught liberty, justice for all. By law, for some, or for all? How is that distributed?
Okay, liberty and justice for all, they say for all, but when it comes to that A-L-L and all, when it comes to them, that ain't too much of the truth, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And liberty and justice for all, I wouldn't be going through what I'm going through today and helping everybody else out what they're going through today, you know what I mean? Some people can do one crime, and the other person do the same crime. The other one get life and time, the other one get tapped on the shoulder, you know? So, you know, it's all depending who y'all, what kind of a halfway position you got. I don't worry about your position, you know what I mean? I say you have it, you be that one that got that position. The same way you go in that door to get that position, you can walk back on out that door. Same people that put you in can get you out. You didn't get in there on your own by yourself. People got you in, people can get you out.
The book by Leonard Chu is The Truth, The Vision, The Reality. Leonard, why is it more problem than solution? At least it seems that way.
It's more problem than solution because people recognize what the problem that goes on, but a lot of them don't go forth to what that problem is, you know what I mean? They recognize what it is and play blind to the fact of life, you know. They can't blend in with the truth. They can't blend in with the truth. They act like truth is wrong and lies are right. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And they can know with him. Like I said, I'm healing through right now. You know, when it's over, this show is over right here, I've been detective turning the next page. I'll be like in another book now. I'll be in another zone. I'll be in that frame of mind. They're going to introduce me every day like God introduced a day, each and every day. You know what I mean? So my thing is, you know, everybody equal the same, you know what I mean? Same law for me, for you, and everybody else, too. I don't care what your name is, what position you hold. If you grab fire, you're going to get burned, whether you're rich, poor, black, white, or whatever follow, you know?
Exactly.
Everybody equal the same. Everybody with the equal line, with the two line, one on top and one above, on the bottom, right?
Yes.
It ain't got one on top and one on bottom, it's not considered as that equal sign, you know. It only got that one and that two line, it's equal. That means that A-L-L for all. It's what wisdom gonna introduce to a person right now. I don't have that college knowledge, but I'm just a step above. because I got taught by the man. That's the man above for real, you know what I mean? I was taught to do right and help everybody, you know what I mean? You know, do the right thing, doing the other you have it doing to you, not just kicking this what the words are, just like the air we breathe, you know what I mean, for everybody in the world. So, you know, he got saying his words for everybody, you know. And he get ready to introduce it, because right now people are like on a battlefield each and every day, you know. They're 100% right, but they got to take a lifetime trying to prove that they're right. And they go to Mighty Man, that's the system wise, you know what I mean, like the wind blowing against them, they're trying to hold you back. But guess what? And they're going to know, like I said, they're going to get to recognize after today what they've done to me and doing to others. Guess what? They could be sorry they picked this name at the hat for real, you know?
Yes, so powerful. The words and the book, The Poetry of Leonard Chu, our guest on the program, that's C-H-E-W. The book available wherever books are sold, The Truth, The Vision, The Reality. In reading through your work and listening to you talk, justice is wonderful, but sometimes it doesn't appear that justice is there. Is no justice a crime in itself?
Yeah, that's what they say. Like I say, I'm proving all wrong right. And all, you know what I mean? If you're wrong, I guarantee you, the ex gonna have to turn into a check before you come a correct. You can lie sometime, but you can't lie all the time. And they call you like robbing your own self from your own sleep. You know what I mean? You know, wearing your own self to death. Instead of somebody wearing you, you're wearing your own self, you know? And it's getting time now. Like I said, I carry this load since September 30, 1988. You know, this year, January 1, 1 minute after 12, that when God set me free, he said, now I can take care of yesterday, today, which I'm doing it today. And each and every day that I did from September 3rd, 1988, every bit of writing that I written, see, this right here is just like an artist that sketched up the picture in my writing, but it's to everybody, it's already been that painted picture, you know what I mean?
Yes.
But I'm in the real life that the next phase, they take it to that next phase, I got artists going to paint his same pictures, you know what I mean? Same picture, and then issue out to the world so they can get a more clear vision of what it is. It's not holding back from the body. It's given to a person what rightfully belongs to them, you know what I mean? Some people figure that they know more than what you know, they think they can be that one that more than what you is. You know, you might catch me on a day, I might be slowing down, I might be like a record dragging, but you know, that record ain't gonna drag all the way through that whole record, but so you better know what you're saying and know who you're saying it to. You know the word that you're saying, not to put it down who they're saying it to, line, that one too. But you better know the word, what you're saying, and you, that coming out your mouth, be sure that it's right or wrong, you know what I mean?
Well, the time is going by so quickly. We're just touching the surface of all of the wisdom, the thoughts that will challenge you that are in Leonard's book, The Truth, The Vision, The Reality. What does it take to prove that someone was out of their state of mind?
Oh, man, only for that to be, they would have to be in that stage that I've been in, you know, that one, know each and every day the right they do was right, you know what I mean? And then everything was called wrong that they done. It was called going against the world, one truth against many a lie. All lies that is lies, you know what I mean? My grandfather said, what you call it, one lie and the rest agree. That's when he trying to tear you down systematic line, you know what I mean? And they gonna know that being wrong and agreeing with what was wrong, you know, caught up with them today. I'm standing for them for the last time. if they got the best speech in the world, they might even get rid of the stamp because, hey, it's what goes around, come around, come right back at them. That's their harvest time. Some people look forward to harvest time. Some people just don't want to see it, you know.
What is the biggest hope that you have for people who read your book, The Truth, The Vision, The Reality? What is your hope the takeaway is? What do you hope the message is that will resonate with them long after they've read the book?
Well, when they read this book, when they read this book, it's just like sitting down at the table, getting that rightful meal that, you know what I mean, everything that's good for you, not sitting down and just eating something just to be eating, you know what I mean? This is going to be a one day, you know, when people going to be had more, if God said that change your heart and change your mind, change that person, you know what I mean? Instead of they having pain in their heart, you know, it could be pain to wake up. It's going to be like Jane Clean says, it's a good day, you know, and I thank God for, you know, instead of a meeting hard time, you know what I mean, waking up feeling sick, wrong, you know what I mean, not feeling the best to your best, you know what I mean. It's going to be the people learning that what you call love is the recipe to life, you know what I mean.
Yes.
I'm giving the recipe to the meal for the rest of life. One recipe for all, you know. That one I grew up in that house with, you know, like I say, you know, the God line, you know, his words and mine, you know what I mean? You know, every word I speak come from the heart because that him in my heart allowed me to speak his word for people to get more of a understanding what reality and life is all about. You know what I mean? Help somebody, don't hurt nobody. And, you know, I'm definitely book concerned now. Young people that real off killing one another, you know, doing wrong and thinking it right, you know, thinking that killing is like one of them big computer games, you know what I mean? Living in the wrong time and era that it's going on. Same way it got started, it can stop. You taught to do wrong, you can do wrong. You can do with so much right. You caught up in the time of hell, you around a person, instead of trying to teach you, they doing more cussing than cussing themselves, you know. And you gonna grow up sort of wrong yourself, you know. We all who we are, you know. It ain't everybody responsible for who they are. Like I said, the ones that do around, you know what I mean, and they grew up in hard times. You know, they grew up in hard times, so they didn't know. They got to teach the children what they know, you know what I mean? And we, like I say, passing on bad can't gonna be too good, you know? Cause bad things going to come out of it, but, you know, same thing. Every beginning got to end, you know what I mean? And every problem had that solution. You know, it's solution time. It's a solution mind now. It will respect come across the line. It's like I said, a good day line where you look up, see that sunshine, like early in the morning, just like brighten up the day, get ready, get things started. You feel like it because it's going to be like key already started, ready to go with some rules now, you know what I mean? And everybody, when this book come to them and they get the picture, they can say, you know, and this is what I needed, because I'm that one in real life reality. I can talk to anybody that going through that hard time. Before I leave, yeah, I guarantee you, they feel way, way, way better than we talking on a different level. You know what I mean? They
yes.
Come in mad and sad and leave right there. I get it right. You know what I mean? If I know what it takes, you know, somebody hungry, give them food. You're thirsty, give them some water, you know. Life is just a plain, simple ABC, but they made it like bad for them, you know what I mean?
Well, this book is like daily sunshine. It's helping people. It's for everybody. It's a book that you will read, whether you're a child, a teenager, an adult going through issues. It will help you sort those out. And it's the book that you will need to share with others as well. When you see other people going through difficult times, this is the book that you need to guide them to. The book is The Truth, The Vision, The Reality. Our guest has been Mr. Leonard Chu, a.k.a. Popeye. Book available wherever books are sold. Leonard, thank you for being with us on the program. Excellent job with the book. We appreciate your time being on the program today.
I thank you very much, and you don't appreciate it no more than me. I very, very much appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you being on the program, taking your message and delivering it to people, as I mentioned, not only in the United States, but overseas as well. I'd like to thank Reader's Magnet Self-Publishing and Marketing Company for arranging our conversation with Leonard. With Reader's Magnet, it's all about your story, assisting aspiring and veteran authors in fulfilling their dreams. The book, once again, is by Leonard Chu, The Truth, The Vision, The Reality. Book in the bookstore at readersmagnet.com. Of course, Amazon. Links on our website, the website thisweekinamerica.us. And we are back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.